You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
The Highland City Council has called a special meeting tonight regarding whether they want to pursue splitting from the Alpine School District.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, according to tonight's agenda, the council is going to first see a presentation about the feasibility of splitting the district. They're then going to vote on a resolution which would call on the mayor to begin negotiating the process with other cities within Alpine's boundaries. Now, this comes just days after a consulting firm recommended that the district split in two after months of studying the issue. The Alpine School Board still has to vote on whether or not to adopt that suggestion. If they do, voters would then have the final say on a split in November. Tonight's meeting in Highland is at 8 o'clock. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
This weekend's state GOP convention turned into an all-day marathon on Saturday with several elected leaders not winning the delegate vote. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson begins our team coverage.
Some surprises included the challenge Governor Spencer Cox now faces this summer from delegate nominee State Representative Phil Lyman. Associate Director of the Hinckley Institute of Politics, Morgan Lyon-Cotty, says the governor is still the favorite come June 25th's primary, but he only got 32.5% of Saturday's delegate vote. Morgan says one upcoming primary she'll be watching closely is the second congressional race involving incumbent Celeste Malloy.
Senator Lee actually endorsed Kobe Jenkins, who was challenging incumbent Celeste Malloy, and he almost eliminated her. She didn't get signatures, but she still got above 40%, so we will have a primary.
Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Governor Spencer Cox's speech at the convention drew boos and cheers, shining a light on the growing divide in Utah's Republican Party. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston continues our live team coverage. Peter?
Amanda, take a listen to the divide between Governor Spencer Cox's arrival and that of his challenger, Phil Lyman. Now, Cox tied the jeers to criticism that he's heard about Utah's caucus convention system.
They're telling us that, the caucus convention system has been hijacked by extremists who don't represent the real Republicans in our state. And I hope we're not giving them more ammunition today.
Cox pointed out that former Governor Gary Herber lost in the convention by 10%, but he won in the primary election by 40%. The governor will be on the primary ballot despite losing 2-1 because he gathers signatures. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Utah's lieutenant governor says the GOP convention has reached a point where it's no longer safe for kids.
Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson says the event is not family friendly. She took to X to talk about her family's experience over the weekend. She says her young nieces were exposed to, quote, vulgarity and viciousness by another candidate's supporters. Other Utah officials and volunteers replied with their experiences, including House Representative Kara Berkland. Historically, children go to conventions to support family and family friends running for positions. They've also been described as a place for learning and an introduction to politics. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
The lieutenant governor called some of the people's actions at the convention sad and embarrassing.
KSL's top national stories now. College campus protests over the Israel-Hamas war grew over the weekend.
Another university campus is grappling with protests over the war. Police overnight were seen detaining protesters at Virginia Tech. UCLA is now adding security to campus after clashes between pro-Palestinian and pro-Israeli demonstrators.
ABC's Christian Cordero says police have made over 800 arrests on college campuses around the country.
Florida workers are protesting a new state law that bans local governments from requiring heat breaks for outdoor workers. We Count Policy Director Esteban Wood said the law hurts workers.
For counties and cities to basically be handcuffed and be unable to implement basic protections is incredibly cruel and it's incredibly dangerous.
The law is expected to go into effect this summer.
First look traffic now takes us back over to you, Andy.
And right now, if you're on I-15, traffic is still at the full speed limit, so minimum travel times once you're on the freeway, but there may be some slowdowns. Actually seeing just a little bit of slowing creeping in on South 15 near the I-84 split in Riverdale. Mountain View, Bangor, Redwood Road, even Redwood Road in Utah County, still mostly delay-free. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Salt Lake County is building up their trail system to give people more options to escape the crowds. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson reports.
The county opened more than 13 miles of trails last August at Butterfield Trailhead Regional Park. But that was phase one, and they're adding to the trail network now. Two trails that will be used exclusively for mountain biking are now about 30% complete and should be open by the summer. The council also recently approved funding to improve equestrian access to the trail system and add a parking lot.
Parks and Recreation officials say these developments will hopefully relieve some of the congestion on the popular trails in Draper and other parts of the county.
Actor and author Rainn Wilson made his way to Ogden over the weekend, delivering the commencement speech at Weber State University's graduation.
Bring joy in your work, into your family life, into your friendships, and above all, into your service to others. Trust me, if you do, you'll be greatly rewarded.
He gave five guidelines to finding the meaning of life. Gather a bouquet of virtues, become other-centered, live like it's Dungeons and Dragons, devote yourself to love, and keep hope alive.
I love that. Lehigh City is planning to redesign and revitalize the old downtown area. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with that plan. Michael.
Tim, the city is still in the planning phase, so we likely won't see any concrete anything concrete until the start of next year. Still, Development Director Kim Struthers says residents want to see legacy sites remain preserved and the area become a little less car-centric.
And this is, like I said, one of those key centers that we really want to keep vibrant and, you know, really build on. You know, I think that's part of what makes Lehigh unique.
Struthers hopes they'll be through the study phase of this by next March. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.